Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of May the 27th through the 31st, and it's going to be the last podcast of the year. We have a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
This is Bethlehem's local news. This is also episode 28 of our podcast, and sadly, this is going to be our final podcast for the school year. Like usual, first off with our news, here's Anna with Bethlehem's final local weather report. Anna?
Friday, May the 24th. Sunny with a high of 95 and a low of 69. Sunday, May the 24th. Sunny with a high of 77 and a low of 72. Sunday, May the 26th. Mostly sunny with a high of 98 and a low of 72. Monday, May the 27th, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 72.
This weather data was accurate as of Monday, May 20th, 2019.
And now on with our news.
The senior class of 2020 will have a meeting with Miss Bailey during fourth period on Tuesday in Mr. Williams' room. Check with your fourth period teacher before coming to the meeting. Miss Bailey will meet with the senior parents Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. in the library. Tuesday, May 21st, elementary wards, they will be in the auditorium at 8 o'clock in the morning.
BHS graduation will be Thursday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Friday, May 24th will be an early release day. The school will be letting out at 12:30.
Monday, May 27th will be the last day of school, and then we're out for summer break.
Woo!
So get your sun on, Wildcats. Sadly, that's all the news we have for our final podcast. This has been Lane.
Anna. And Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing summer, Wildcats.
And up next, sports. And this will be our final goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to BSBN. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Lexi.
First up, we have guys basketball with a record of 16-11.
We have some awards for the players. We got the MVP was Jordan. Most improved, Nathan and Cade. Coach's award was to Dane. And Willie B got Defensive Player of the Year.
We have two seniors, which are Tucker and Jordan.
Jordan set a state record for three-pointers of 18 in one game. He also had 60 points that game.
The girls' basketball record was 12-14.
We had three seniors on the team, Haley, Milena, and Keller.
For volleyball girls, they had a record of 17-16.
The awards given out for volleyball were MVP to Haley, Most Improved to Kylie, and Best Serve Percentage to Cheyenne.
Our seniors are Haley and Shaylin. For baseball, the record was 3-15.
There were no seniors on the baseball team.
For girls' softball, the record was 15-6.
Our MVP was Haley. The coach's award went to Milena. Defensive player of the year was Hannah. The pitcher's award went to Chloe, and the Wildcat award went to Keller.
The seniors were Haley, Milena, and Keller.
Our Jack Davis award recipients were Tucker and Haley. That's all for BSBN this year. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Lexi.
All you crazy Wildcats, to a segment we like to call Fun in the Pun. Here on Fun in the Pun, we tell funny little puns to make you smile. Today, I'm here with
Dane.
Since this is our last podcast for the year, our puns are going to be summer themed. Okay. First pun.
All right, I'm ready.
What did the dolphins do at the dance?
I don't know.
They tropic like it's hot. Next pun. Hey Dane, What are you doing?
That's basic one. I like that one. That was
simple but great.
Simple yet effective.
Yeah. Hey Dane, have you heard about that barbaric show about ice cream? Game of Cones?
That's good. I like that one.
Dane, do you have any puns you would like to share with us?
I do. I have a few. Ready? How about okay, Haley? I'm thinking about going to the beach this summer, but I'm not really sure.
Good job. Okay.
Okay. And then I was thinking the other day about where sharks go on summer vacation. Finland.
Good job. Yeah.
And I actually heard the story about this elephant. He was going on summer vacation, but he didn't buy a suitcase because he already had a trunk.
Okay, very nice. Well, thanks you guys and Dane for tuning in for another episode of Fun in the Pun.
Have a punderful summer.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids.
And today's facts are about marshmallows.
Did you know that August 30th is National Toasted Marshmallow Day?
What?
Yeah.
Really? No.
I'm glad there's a day for that because I love s'mores.
Me too.
Oh, I love s'mores too.
They're so delicious on campfire nights.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Oh, the summer night.
Marshmallows were introduced and popularized in the United States in the early 1900s after the new manufacturing process was developed.
That's pretty cool.
Very interesting fact right there.
Did you know that Americans buy 90 million pounds of marshmallows each year, about the same weight as 1,286 gray whales?
That's a lot of marshmallows.
That is a lot.
And they don't weigh much, so you can imagine how much that would be.
That's a lot of sugar.
That is a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of cavities. I'm worried about these children. Did you know that the marshmallow capital of the world is Ligonière, Noble County, Indiana?
Never heard of that place.
Never heard of it either.
I believe I can tell.
Never heard of it. Alrighty. The largest s'more ever made weighed 1,600 pounds and used 20,000 toasted marshmallows and 7,000, my mistake, chocolate bars. The record was set on May 23rd of 2003.
That's a big s'more.
That is a big s'more.
Yes. Well, Wildcats, looks like this school year is coming to an end, which also means that
Funky Factoids
is also coming to an end. This has been Haley,
Faith,
and Alex.
Bye!
Hey everyone, it's Emmanuel and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Let's get back on the path with May 27th, 1890, Louis Glass and William Arnold receives patents for the first jukebox, known as the nickel in the slot. 1919, a Navy seaplane commanded by Albert Reed reaches Lisbon, Portugal on the first transatlantic flight with a few stops along the way.
May 28th, 1929, On with the Show, the first movie with color and sound, debuts in New York. 1957, the National League approves the move of the Brooklyn Dodgers and New York Giants to Los Angeles and San Francisco.
May 29th, 1765, Patrick Henry attacks the Stamp Act in Virginia's House of Burgess, saying, "If this be treason, make the most of it." 1790, Rhode Island becomes the last of the 13 original states to ratify the Constitution.
May 30th, 1539, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto lands in Florida. 1868, Memorial Day is widely observed for the first time.
May 31st, some 2,200 people die in Johnstown, Pennsylvania after a dam breaks and floods the city. 1927, the Ford Motor Company produces its last Model T.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the Making of Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into A Voyage Through History. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time, whenever that is.
Hey, I'm Lane.
And I'm Lexi.
And this is the Wild Card. And this is the top 10 things to do in the summer.
Coming in at number 10, we have Jamming Out.
Coming in at number 9, we have Netflix.
Coming in at number 8, we have Going Camping.
Coming in at number 7, we have Going to Pier Park in Panama City.
Coming in at number 6, we have Going to the Beach and Looking for Seashells.
Coming in at number 5 is Going on Vacation.
Coming in at number 4 is Playing Basketball, Volleyball, or Softball.
Coming in at number 3 is Getting a Job.
Coming in at number 2 is Being Around Friends.
And the top thing to do in the summer is swimming. That is it for the wild card this week. I am Lame.
And I'm Lexi.
And that's all.